Hey, folks, Kevin Kessler from the White Dragon Podcast Network here. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, Kevin, I want to have a podcast, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know anything about audio equipment. I don't know anything about editing. I don't know anything about how to post and promote a podcast. Well, folks, you are in luck, because what if I told you there is a way you can have your podcast with minimal effort from you and still be a part of the White Dragon Podcast Network, joining the family of 9 all-star podcasts that are already broadcasting 7 days a week here on WDPN. For a free consultation, please send an email to kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com, and I will tell you personally how we can take care of everything from the production to the editing to the posting to the server space to promotion of your podcast. I want to welcome you into the White Dragon Podcast Network family, so please drop me a line, kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com. I look forward to welcoming you into the White Dragon Podcast Network.
This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Up and at 'em, pal! Oh boy, are we glad you're here! Big doings going on, so let's get started! See you real soon!
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 70 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live at Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey on June 15th, 2015. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined, as always, this week by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin.
Pete, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Feeling magic?
I always feel magic.
Feeling the magic flowing through you? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. We want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones. Let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin, you ready for a good show?
I'm ready for a great show, because we have a guest in the house today.
Who is it?
It is our good friend from Magical Travel, Disney travel agent extraordinaire. You know him from the Facebook discussion group. You know him from Magical Travel, where he's planning all your Disney travel needs. It's Dave Weikert.
Hey, Kevin. Pete, how's it going?
Hey, Dave. Welcome back to the show. We always love having you here.
Thank you very much.
So, folks, if Dave's here, that can only mean one thing. It means that we couldn't think of a topic this week. No, I'm kidding. It means that we've got email questions coming up later in the show. But first, the news, Peter Mandel.
Oh, I'm jonesing for some news.
Yeah. Oh, well, before we get to the news, folks, if you are an online shopper, going to be doing any shopping on Amazon.com coming up soon, we invite you to go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com, click the Amazon link at the top of the page, takes you to the same Amazon page you've always gone to in the White Dragon Podcast Network, gets a small percentage back of what you buy. If you want to help in a more direct manner, help with the cost of the server, help keep the shows free and on the air for as long as possible, you can go to whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com/sponsor and make a small monetary donation for the upkeep of the network. All donations will be acknowledged on the air. And also, folks, we ask that you call in. Let us hear your voices on the show. You can call our voicemail line, 804-537-2MEN. That's 804-537-2 MEN. All right, now it's time for the news. We have no worldwide news this week. There's nothing broad going on.
Where are we starting then?
We're starting in Downtown Disney this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of downtown news in the next couple months.
Yeah, so the new restaurant coming called the Edison to Downtown Disney.
Okay.
Coming to Disney Springs in 2016. It's going to be lavish Gothic style, classic American food, cocktails, and live entertainment with cabaret.
Is this themed on Edison, New Jersey?
No, it's not themed on Edison, New Jersey. You're not going to see... You're not going to see a rundown suburbanite Edison, New Jersey. No, you know, no New Jersey Expo Center there. It's themed to the 1920s, actually, the 1920s period of an electric company power plant. 35-foot ceilings, and then they have something called the Lab Performance Space, which is going to feature contortionists, fortune tellers, palm readers, DJs, you name it.
So this is like Thomas's.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. So also other areas are the Ember Parlor, the Telegraph Lounge, the Patent Office, the Tesla Lounge, the Radio Room, and the Waterfront Patio. It is in the site of the former Adventurers Club, and site prep is currently underway.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Also, you guys are fans of the NBA, I assume, right?
I sure am.
Yes, Dave? Sir.
Okay, well, the NBA Experience is coming to Disney Springs.
Did you watch the finals game last night, Kevin?
No. Who really? Played?
Oh, my God. Seriously, do you know who's in the NBA Finals?
No, I seriously
you
don't.
You have no idea.
I have not one clue.
I think he's rooting for Shaq.
Dave, do you know who's in the finals at
I
least?
I sure do. I watched the games.
Does Michael Jordan still play? Sure.
Come on, Kevin.
Now, like, seriously, though, who was in it?
It's LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay, versus?
Against fan favorite Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry. Come on.
I don't know any of these.
You don't know who LeBron James
is.
Oh,
I mean, I know who he is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's basically a one-man show with the three of us on his team. And then there's playing a bunch of great shooters.
Okay. All right. So the NBA Experience is coming to Disney Springs. Great news for you guys.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Hands-on activities, interactive experiences, a NBA restaurant and retail store. No opening scheduled yet and no word on where it's going to be, but it is heavily speculated that Disney Quest is going to close down and it's going to take over Disney Quest.
I would like that.
That's a big space. I mean, they're like really going to go all in for this if this is what they're doing.
I have a little bit of a sports jersey problem.
I know.
So if you're going to put my vacation budget with a store that sells NBA jerseys,
yeah,
man, that might be problematic. Although it'd be super cool if I could get like Disney-fied NBA jerseys. I would really like that.
Disney-fied NBA jerseys.
Yeah, like you know, Marvel Comics has a bunch. I got a cool like Captain America one. Recently, it'd be cool if I could get like Disney jerseys.
That'd be interesting. Okay, so moving on to resort news, the Casitas Leisure Pool and Health Club and Salon over Coronado Springs will be closing for a refurb. That closure is from July 5th to October 13th, and other pools in the resort are still open during the refurb.
That's some serious skimming.
Yep, some serious skimming. No water park news this week, but we do have Magic Kingdom news.
Okay,
Splash Mountain is back in the lineup for extra magic hours. Before, during Extra Magic Hours, you know, there are only some attractions that are open.
Right.
Splash Mountain has not been in the lineup for years.
Wonder why.
I don't know, but it's back now.
Do you think maybe because it's nighttime and
maybe.
It cools down a little bit, so they feel maybe. Like not everyone wants to get soaked?
Yeah. So that is coming, that is starting this week, actually. It's going to be evening only. It's not going to be available for the morning Extra Magic Hours.
Interesting.
But it will be available in the evening.
You probably needed something because of Pirates of the Caribbean is closed.
Yeah, that is true. Probably needed something
maybe
to replace
something
Pirates.
To push, put people.
And it's right over in that area.
Yeah. So Tony's Town Square is extending its hours of operation starting July 3rd. Currently, it's open for lunch from 11:30 to 2:45. Then it closes for 2 hours, reopens at 4:40 for dinner. Now it's going to be open from 11 a.m. to park closing.
Okay. Must be because of demands.
I guess so. I mean, you know, there's not... Magic Kingdom, besides Be Our Guest and the Crystal Palace, you know, not really a ton of... Of eateries, so,
yeah.
Like I mean, I know I always like stress over like what to go for.
Me too. I mean, that's typically a time where I will jump that monorail and go to a resort for dinner.
Exactly. But that first night, who wants to do that?
I do. But okay. I could go for another like Be Our Guest level eatery at Magic Kingdom, and I feel like maybe that would catch it up to the other parks.
You a Lady and the Tramp fan, though? Would you eat at Tony's Town Square? Man. This is the night. It's a beautiful night. There you go.
That's a good place for kids, families with picky eaters. They can
get
their mac and cheese or pizza and be done.
Oh, there you go. So your daughter would like that.
Yeah, but there's mac and cheese everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. So Epcot news. Okay, so we're going to spend some time in Epcot here.
Oh, I like the sound of this.
The Royal Summer House, Royal Summer House, will house the Frozen meet and greet. This is the new location sprouting up between Norway and Mexico, those pavilions. The exterior is going to feature unique Norwegian architectural features, and inside will also be like a lot of like Norwegian culture as far as decorative items go. So they're not skimping on the Norwegian culture just for Frozen. The new structure is being built currently, and it should be pretty big, actually. So now, the biggie. The news on the Frozen ride has been announced.
I can't wait.
I assume. The ride is called, the attraction, I'm sorry, is called Frozen Ever After.
Perfect.
Yep. It's going to be using the existing track and boats from Maelstrom. So I'm glad those Viking boats aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't think they would.
I won't lie. I thought they would. I thought they'd be gone.
Well, what'd you think you were going to be riding around in?
I didn't know. I mean, it's so long, like it's being shut down. I didn't know why it would take so long if we were just going to keep the same, you know, ride system. So
last time they replaced boats, they started sinking. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're just like, oh, if it ain't,
yeah,
if it ain't
not
broke,
do that again.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So over in Frozen, the setting is going to be Arendelle's Winter Festival, and that takes place in the summer to honor the winter. So it's going to be like a summer ride that, you know, during the, in the queue, you're going to go through Wandering Oaken's.
Okay.
I'm hoping you'll see Wandering Oaken and, you know, that kind of thing. Olaf and Sven appear pretty much right at the beginning of the attraction. The Troll Valley is going to be where Grand Pobby tells the story of how Anna and Kristoff met, which, you know, we know that story already.
Right.
So I'm probably going to be like, all right, Grand Pobby, that's enough.
Oh, I can't wait to see
go
him.
Go take somebody's memory. Maybe he thinks he took all of our memories because, like, that's all that the trolls do.
Or maybe he thinks not everyone has seen Frozen.
Who hasn't seen Frozen? Sure. Who hasn't seen Frozen that's going on this track?
There's someone.
There's somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The big scene, of course, is going to be Elsa on the balcony singing Let It Go.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Come on, that picture was pretty exciting.
It was pretty exciting. That was like the concept art picture that was released with it. Marshmallow will be making an appearance. I heard that he's also going to be singing Let It Go.
Really?
Yeah, like you know.
I hope he's in like a full-size audio animatronic.
Yes, he's supposed to be. A fireworks celebration is going to be at the end. The ride time is around 4 minutes. They are, once again, as we assumed, using animatronics with the projection faces like they do for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive.
They are very impressive. You can get so much more expression out of them.
Right.
So that is coming to a theme park near you, folks, within the next couple of years. Was it 2016 that's going to open
wait.
Or 2017?
Can't wait.
2016, right?
Yep.
Okay. Over in Disney's Animal Kingdom, Pete Safari will be discontinuing breakfast later this month.
I've actually gone there for breakfast.
Yeah, as
how
of
funny is that?
Yeah, as of June 17th, Pete Safari will no longer offer breakfast. This coincides with the opening of the new Animal Kingdom Starbucks right around the bend, which will also be selling breakfast items.
Okay.
So, it's clear that Starbucks just nosed their way in there and got rid of all the breakfast offerings for... Not that there was an amazing amount of offerings at Pizza Safari for breakfast. It was like 3 or 4 items, I think. And finally, in Hollywood Studios news, Frozen Fever, the animated short. We all saw it in front of Cinderella, right?
Loved it.
Yeah, great. The animated short will be playing in Disney's Hollywood Studios during the Frozen Summer of Fun. Starting June 17th and running through September 7th, it will be playing in the ABC Sound Studio starting at 10 a.m. with 2 shows per hour.
Okay.
So there you go. And, gentlemen, that's the news this week.
Wow, that's it?
That's it. Not a heavy news week, but, you know, some substantial news with the Frozen thing. You know. I'm excited for it. Don't get me wrong. I actually am excited for it.
You should be. It's going
to
be great.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with that. Do you think you're still going to go backwards at one point? I mean, if they're using the existing track, I would assume
you have to.
Yeah. So you pretty much know, like, the bends that are coming then if you've been on Maelstrom.
Yeah.
If you remember Maelstrom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'd be cool if they still leave like that oil rig out there or whatever that thing was.
I'm sure there's going to be something in there that's reminiscent of Maelstrom. I don't know what it'll be, but, you know, I'm sure at least in the queue there'll be something.
They're going to make you still watch that movie about Norway.
Yes! You're going to get out and you'll be like, wow, Frozen Fever! And now, stay tuned for a brief 15-minute video about Norway. What? They trap you in there.
Nothing is worse than when you can't even walk through yet. You're stuck there.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
There's nothing worse than the look the Norwegian guy gives you when you ask to just leave.
Oh, yeah, but they know.
They know.
They know.
They know you don't care about their country.
That guy doesn't care about it either.
No. Probably not. He knows this stuff already. He's from there. He's like, I'm from there. I don't need to know this stuff.
It's not even accurate, probably.
Yeah, probably not. Everyone just thinks of Vikings and trolls. Well, now Frozen. That was my Norwegian. Did you like it?
It was pretty good.
All right?
Yeah, it was all right.
All right. All right. I'll redeem myself later.
It was like a Norwegian Muppet.
We have some impression requests this week. So
we'll anything good?
Some very good ones.
Yeah, some good stuff. All right, folks. We are going to take a commercial break. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors, and then we're going to come back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned. More Two Men and the Mouse goodness coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
course. Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
All Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse.
Hey guys, this is Corinne Chandler from Mousellaneous Discussions, the Disney television and movie talk show here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, reminding you that every Monday is Mousellaneous Monday on WDPN. Kate Smith, Kevin Kessler, and I pick a different Disney topic to discuss each week, ranging from top five lists to movie reviews to major announcements coming out of the Walt Disney Company. Then we close the show out with Kate's Disney Recipe of the Week, where she'll teach you how to make a variety of dishes only found in Walt Disney World, and I pose a trivia question to you all, meant to test your knowledge of all things Disney. So please tune in every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, and WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com for a new and magical episode.
Nobody cares, Corinne.
Shut up, Kevin. I'm plugging your network.
Oh. Okay, keep going. I like your announcer voice.
Thank you. Mousellaneous Discussions on WDPN. Come join us and let's get magical.
Hey, WDPN listeners. This is Allie Eibler from the Geek Watchtower. And as you know, we live in the golden age of geek culture. With all the movies, television shows, comic books, video games encompassing the world of geekdom, it can be a real chore to keep up with all of it. Well, here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, we have a little something called the Geek Watchtower. Kevin Kessler, Chris Doherty, and I run down the latest geek news items every Friday morning for you, before we focus on a fandom feature topic of the week. We're talking about everything from Batman to the Avengers, anime, Doctor Who, Disney, Nintendo, and so much more. So make sure you join Kevin, Chris, and I every Friday morning in the Geek Watchtower, where we monitor all the things that geeks watch. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course at WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com.
Guys, we all love to give the gift of jewelry to our ladies. And ladies, shouldn't your jewelry tell the story of you? Personalized charm-based jewelry is all the rage right now. So, naturally, those large jewelry stores are going to try to price gouge you, making a simple token of your affection much more financially difficult. So thank goodness for My250.com. My250 allows you to personalize your own unique look through earrings, bracelets, necklaces, wine glass markers, and so much more. What's more, they have lines of products inspired by the popular 50 Shades of Grey and, my personal favorite, Disney. Their Disney stuff is absolutely off the chart. I got one for my wife. She absolutely loves it. They even take custom orders. So what are you waiting for?
And what's more, listeners of the White Dragon Podcast Network receive 10% off when they enter the promo code WDPN15 at checkout. That's W, D as in dog, P as in podcast, N as in network, 15 as the promo code. So head on over to my250.com. That's M-Y numeral 2, F-I-F-T-Y.com. M-Y number 2, F-I-F-T-Y.com. And tell your own personal story with the jewelry that you wear.
Pixie Dust, your Disney Entertainment News. This past weekend at the box office, Avengers Age of Ultron came in 8th with $3.6 million, and Tomorrowland came in 9th with $3.4 million. Opening in theaters this weekend is Pixar's Inside Out. Growing up can be a bumpy road, and it's no exception for Riley, who is uprooted from her Midwest life when her father starts a new job in San Francisco. Like all of us, Riley is guided by her emotions, joy, fear, anger, disgust, and sadness. The emotions live in headquarters, the control center inside Riley's mind, where they help advise her through everyday life. As Riley and her emotions struggle to adjust to a new life in San Francisco, turmoil ensues in headquarters. Although joy, Riley's main and most important emotion, tried to keep things positive, the emotions conflict on how best to navigate a new city, house, and school. The film is directed by Pete Docter, and you can hear the voice talents of Amy Poehler, Bill Hadler, Louis Black, Mindy Kaling, and Phyllis Smith. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 does not come out until May 5th, 2017, but writer and director James Gunn has finished the first draft of the script. Oh, and we will be introduced to a new character, just not sure who it is yet. A teaser trailer for the Pixar film The Good Dinosaur is out, and we have a synopsis for the film. The Good Dinosaur asks the question, what if the asteroid that forever changed life on Earth missed the planet completely and giant dinosaurs never became extinct? Pixar Animation Studios takes you on an epic journey into the world of dinosaurs, where an apiosaurus named Arlo makes an unlikely human friend. While traveling through a harsh and mysterious landscape, Arlo learns the power of confronting his fears and discovering what he is truly capable of. We don't have long to wait for this film. It hits theaters on November 27th, 2015. Jon Bernthal has been cast as the Punisher for the second season of Daredevil. Marvel has yet to specify if the Punisher will be a friend or foe of Daredevil. We will just have to wait for the second season to come out on Netflix. Thursday night on ABC is the premiere of The Astronaut Wives Club, a new television drama based on the book by Lily Copel. This focuses on seven women who were key players behind some of the biggest events in American history. As American astronauts were launched on death-defying missions, the lives of their young wives were transformed, seemingly overnight, from military spouse to American royalty. As their celebrity rose, the tragedy began to touch their lives. They rallied together. Catch it at 8 p.m. Don't forget, if you have access to the Watch Disney Channel app, you can start watching Team Beach 2 on Friday. For all of those going to the San Diego Comic-Con this July, hoping to see Marvel Studios, well, you will be disappointed. They will not be there promoting their films. Instead, you can catch them at the D23 Expo in August. Radio Disney announced that it's launching Radio Disney Country. The 24/7 network will feature chart-bound young artists and today's biggest country hits. The channel will launch in November and will live on Radio Disney app, as well as other third-party digital platforms. Lucasfilms has released a trailer for Star Wars Uprising, a new mobile game that takes the Star Wars saga into the era between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. Star Wars Uprising will follow events set in the Anor sector, where Hoth and Cloud City are located, I'm sorry I messed that up, and will allow players to create characters, go on missions, build their gear and skills, and organize crews and factions to participate in wide-ranging battles. Players will learn hundreds of new abilities and collect classic gear and equipment conducive to creating their own takes on iconic roles. No release date yet, but beta testing will be rolling out soon. You can pre-register for the game at playstarwarsuprising.com. Well, that's all I have for you this week. Check back next week for more Disney entertainment news. You can follow me on Twitter at Bit of Pixie Dust. And now, back to Kevin and Pete with this week's e-ticket attraction.
Folks, it is one of our favorite topics here on Two Men and the Mouse. It is our e-ticket attraction that we look forward to all the time, because the E in e-ticket stands for email. The email bag, Pete. It's back by popular demand.
Did Dave have to carry it in again?
Yes, he did. I made it with his new knees. I figured he could handle it. How you feeling, by the way?
Knees are good. I'm ready to walk around Disney in September and no squitter.
You got some gnarly scars there on your knees.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Those are manly. Now, this rugged. This is your field test.
It is.
I mean, you can practice here in New Jersey all you want, but
right.
It's not until you're...
Well, Disney walking is different from any other kind of walking.
Yeah, because you're driven by whatever the next attraction
Magic.
Is.
Yeah.
Cronuts.
Cronuts.
Yes. I'm shocked with it. So now, like, before we get into the emails, you had to use a scooter last time because of your knees, right?
And yes.
It was not a fun experience for
no,
you.
I crashed.
Yes, you crashed the scooter.
The scooter, so it like emasculated you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so sad.
Yeah, that's horrible.
All right. I feel like I would like to go on a scooter.
I would not. Like, I wouldn't at all.
I don't know. I think I could do it.
You think you would want to do it, but then, like, you're just such, like, I don't know. I feel like it would be such a bother to have the scooter.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that.
And then
like,
older
think
people
great,
try but... to zoom past you in a scooter. Then you have to pass them. It's like scooter racing.
Like
the
episode of
elbows.
Seinfeld?
I've got to be honest with you. I don't know how you scooter around World Showcase at night. It's dark and super crowded.
Yeah.
It's true.
And people
I mean, did
drunk.
You hit anyone? Did you like, run into the back of anyone?
Almost.
That'd be my fear. Because even I'm, you know, with the stroller, you know, you clip someone in the back with the stroller. It happens mm-hmm. all the time.
My cousin Tom did it on purpose.
Really?
Yeah, he was just down there with his family, his kids and his wife, and they're walking, and he says, one more person cuts in front of me, like rudely cuts in front. He's like, I'm just going to ram them with the stroller. And then, you know, everyone was just kind of rolled their eyes. And well, sure enough, a woman cut in front of him. He sped up and just rammed her right in the back of the legs.
That sounds not nice.
And then his son goes, you got one, Dad!
Oh, no.
That's
so
bad.
Yeah. Okay, so folks, we polled you guys to see what you wanted to know this week on Two Men and the Mouse. What questions were burning deep in your heart of hearts, and we wanted to answer that for you. So we are going to dive in right here, right now, and get to it. So you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, so some of you sent an email question. Some of you sent questions into the Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/group/Two Men and the Mouse. Others of you just got them to me via other various means.
What do you mean, like they came and dropped them off at your house?
Yeah, like the stork from Dumbo showed up. And instead of having a baby elephant, he had a bunch of emails.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so Amanda Welker asks, what are the options for having a celebration cake delivered in Disneyland? I hear having an off-site bakery deliver something is much more tasty and less design-restrictive than having Disney make one. Now, this is the one that gave us a little bit of trouble this week. It's a great one to start off with.
I can't speak to having
off-site.
A cake brought in from somewhere else. I have no idea how you would do that. I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, it's Disney. They can make anything happen. I did have a birthday cake for Ethan when we went in May. April, actually. And I thought it was pretty great, actually.
I mean, I don't know. And, like, the designs are going to put happy birthday. Or they'll have Mickey and Minnie or whatever.
We did that. We actually
good fillings.
You have a lot of choices as far as cake, icing, filling. And then
really?
They have a lot of characters. We actually did Jack Skellington, which was really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's something, you know, Ethan was thrilled. He thought it was really cool. So, I don't know, I liked it. And you can bring the cake home with you if you want. If you don't finish it, you bring it back to your hotel, and you know, they'll box it up for you, the whole nine.
I guess you could have a cake delivered to the hotel, but I'd rather eat it at the hotel for dinner.
Right.
Okay, so Elizabeth Hensel asks, does Disney do a land and sea package with Disneyland out of San Diego? I'm thinking about doing 2 days at Disneyland Resort and then a 5-day cruise to Mexico. Do they do land and sea out of San Diego?
They do, but it's Disneyland and Disney crews are like two brothers who like to fight a lot. It's much easier to do a land portion and do a cruise portion, and we can tie it together to make it seamless. Because what happens if the whole thing has the land, sea has to all go through Disney Cruise Line, and a lot of times a special will come out, and Disney Cruise Line will not give you the special price. So that's why we sort of a la carte it and then tie it together. And so when the specials come out for Disneyland, you can take advantage of that and still get a lower price.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That would stink if they ran a special and you couldn't apply it because
Disney Cruise Line wants to be basically independent.
Right. Makes sense.
It does make sense. Okay, so Bernie Lawson asks, are the gift shops in the Disneyland resorts comparable to the gift shops in the Disney World resorts, specifically Paradise Pier? We leave Wednesday for the first trip to Disneyland.
I was just going to ask if they went yet.
No, not yet.
You know, in the gift shops, man, it's a great question. You know I love gift shops.
Yes, you do.
I feel like merchandise on the whole is not the same in Disneyland as is in Disney World. And I'm not trying to say in any way, shape, or form that there's not an abundance. There is. But in Disney World, you're talking strictly pretty much vacationers, right? I mean, I would love to know which percentage on a daily basis is of locals and people who are here for a week on vacation. So there's tons of souvenirs and gift shops. There are in Disneyland also. It's not quite the same. I didn't go to Paradise Pier, but I mean, I've been in the Grand Californian and in the parks. I mean, it's comparable, of course, because they have a lot. But I don't feel like it's as abundant as it is in Disney World.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Pete. It's like the gift shops at Disney World are on like steroids.
Right.
Yeah, they're really, there's no mouse gear.
There is no mouse gear equivalent over there.
Right. Even the Emporium, they have an Emporium.
What about Paradise Pier?
Little shops and stuff.
Little. I mean, they have stuff.
Right. I mean, I know there's not no merchandise in Disneyland.
No. I mean, there's a lot, but it's as you walk out of Pirates of the Caribbean and you walk into a giant Pirates of the Caribbean store, there is a little Pirates of the Caribbean store in Disneyland.
Right. You know because when Disneyland was built, I guess they weren't really thinking about that.
Right. What's the thing? They don't have the space to spit you out from a ride into a store. But because of that, you're not seeing as much like giant expansive retail facilities.
Right.
I mean, there's still cool stuff.
Okay.
I found some good swag.
Good swag. I don't like you using the word swag. Don't do it again.
Why?
I don't know. Makes me think of you as Justin Bieber and nobody needs to
say
that.
Why is that Bieberish word? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a big Bieber person.
I'm not a big NBA person, so.
But see, at least you like Bieber.
So I don't like Bieber. I hate Bieber, and that's why I keep up on him, because you have to know your enemy. That's why I watch Shark Week every year. That's 20 days from now, by the way.
All right.
Okay.
No Memento Mori either.
No.
They do have a little Haunted Mansion store on the side that pretty much splits time like with Nightmare Before Christmas stuff.
But, okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Paul Towernicki with a good question. He says, has the World of Color show or any other show been affected in Disneyland due to the California drought or the gardens in Disneyland rides, etc.?
Wow,
so, Dave, I know you went in depth on this one.
A lot of West Coast questions.
Yeah, it's a ton of Disneyland questions.
Oh,
this week.
That.
I did a bunch of research on this one, knowing that Walt Disney, when they were designing, did do a lot of innovative water conservation way back in the 50s, designing the runoff to go and collect so they could reuse it. And basically, they're still running that. All the rivers and what they call the dark water rides, they're all refilled by the rainwater that they collect.
Okay.
And pretty much conservation, they have flow gauges. They basically are checking for leaks all the time. Their hotels are using all the water conservation tips for the last few years. And they're working with the state of California to do even more.
So they have water.
Yeah.
They do have water, and the shows will go on.
I mean, you had to figure, in California with droughts being a possibility, same thing with Florida, there have to be precautions put in place. Like, yes, fish are gasping for water, but they're like, World of Color!
Well, I mean, it's a serious problem in California right now, though.
But look at the like the new attractions, Cars Land. They designed it with a lot of desert, arid plants, plants that don't need a lot of water. A lot of that stuff in that area is designed for this area, so you don't need as much.
Right.
Come on. You don't think they designed Cars Land with desert plants because they're in the midst of a drought. I'm fairly certain it was because Radiator Springs happens to be in the middle of the desert.
Well, it works with this story.
It works. It all works for part of the conservation. Makes the company seems good. Makes more people want to go. Makes Dave get more customers. There you go.
Like, if they ever build Cars Land in Orlando, it's going to be, like, lush and, like, waterfalls everywhere.
Totally. It's an oasis. Jeremy Hodges asks, Dave, what do you feel is the most underrated resort table service restaurant? Overlooked table service and best dinner show in Walt Disney World?
Oh, all right.
He says, example, is the Luau Polynesian worth it?
Well, that's...
Yeah, we know your story.
All right, Dave, what is it? What's the answer?
All right, so the first part of that was... underrated resort table service restaurant.
I narrowed it down to like eight.
Eight.
How about you give us your top seven?
Top seven. Well, I even broke it up into my favorite little known or less known buffet, Boma's at the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
It's available. Yeah. The food is very good. Last minute bookings, you can get there, and you'll never be disappointed. My favorite brew pub is the Big River Grill.
Where's that?
That is right near the boardwalk.
Oh,
it competes with ESPN. ESPN gets packed. You walk down the street.
Oh, okay.
And they have five or six their own beers. It's very good.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I'm not sure if this one would count as being unknown, but it is available a lot of the time. The Whispering Canyon Cafe?
I would say so.
Is it unknown, or what do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's unknown.
Yeah, but it's little known. I mean, I don't...
It's not one of those ones where everybody's, like, booking it up right now.
Right,
I would say it's underrated.
Yeah, I would say that counts.
I don't think we're going unknown. We're going underrated.
Yeah.
So as far as underrated, I think, yeah, underrated.
And then my top three...
All right.
In no particular order, is going to be the Wave, the Grand Floridian Cafe, and the Kona Cafe.
Right. I was hoping you were going to say Kona Cafe. So Grand Floridian Cafe has the distinction of having what you said was the best burger on property, right?
They have this Angus burger topped off by a full lobster tail with red onion, prosciutto, on a nice bun.
Wow.
Makes you feel good right now.
A little brioche action, maybe?
Is it brioche bun?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not a Kaiser roll. So.
I like Kaiser roll.
I do, too. But, yeah, this is the Grand Floridian we're talking about.
Yes.
You know, I find Kona Cafe to be a great, like, if you want to eat at the Poly, but you can't get Ohana, we did Kona Cafe.
I've done it many times. My problem with Kona Cafe is this. I like the Tongato so much.
Yeah.
I won't go there and try something else.
No.
Ever.
Even though you can get the Tongato at Captain Cook's.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to get that Tongato every time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, though, one of my favorite things are the lamb chops for dinner.
Yeah.
Can I get the Tongato for dinner?
When I stayed at...
good question.
Because I would.
First time I stayed at the Poly when we had the deluxe dining plan, I ate at Kona Cafe. I had a table service meal at Kona Cafe probably three times. I had breakfast once, I had dinner once.
Nothing like the deluxe dining plan. 5 hours of dining every day.
Yes. Guaranteed.
You barely get to be in the park because you're constantly sitting at a table.
You are in the park. You're having like a stitch because you're so full.
So I even was thinking about downtown Disney for some restaurants.
Right.
There's a bunch of new ones which I haven't eaten at yet. But two of my favorite in downtown Disney are Paradiso 37 for skirt steak. And Bongos for shredded beef, shredded pork, shredded whatever.
I like Bongos. I've gone to Bongos.
I've gone to Bongos. That was where I had the infamous steak story.
Oh, yeah.
Where I didn't eat the steak.
Kevin's like, I'm so full, I can't eat anything. Oh, wait. You're paying for that? I will take your best steak, I think.
Put it back to the room. I had it the next day.
Let me get that to go. Can I get a bottle of wine with that? Awesome.
Yes. Hey, no, my uncle was insistent. I'm not taking advantage. Go ahead, Dave.
Would you put Chefs de France in this? I mean, it's a name, big name restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
But it is available.
It's true. And as far as World Showcase goes, you don't hear people throw that restaurant around.
That's the one that's on the dining plan, right?
Yes.
France. Okay, yeah. I ate there last trip.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. I had lunch there. It was all right.
I like it. You know, man, they used to have this steak there that was this filet that was so good. It rivaled any other filet in World Showcase. And then the menu changed somewhere along the line. And
my problem was we finished before Remy the Rat got to our table.
Oh.
He was like two tables like away from us when we sat down. So like he had just passed our table. And then he never quite made his way around.
You didn't just sit there the whole time and wait?
I thought I wanted to, but, you know.
You needed to order some extra escargot.
Yeah, no, I don't get that. I got some kind of sandwich there, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. My wife wanted to eat French, so. He also asked, what is the best dinner show in Walt Disney World?
I'd say
Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Come on, there's no other.
Hoop-Dee-Doo's the...
What are the other... Okay, Hoop-Dee-Doo, Luau, what else is there?
Mickey's Backyard Barbecue.
Yeah.
Which, yes, I know, you have feelings about that.
It's like $157 for a hamburger and a hot dog. I'm good.
And my son burned his hand there when he was like 8 years old. So
what, did he put his hand in the campfire?
He put his hand right on the grill. Luckily, the first eight guys grabbed them, put them right into an ice bucket. And they were very
got him off Disney property, and like he burned his hand when he left.
Right, just in case something happens, we're gonna escort you guys.
So I would say,
is there really only hamburgers and hot dogs there, and other stuff that I make pretty much weekly at my house?
Probably have some chicken.
I mean,
barbecue chicken. Probably.
Why does it cost so much? Is it a fantastic show?
Well, I mean, there's also like you could dance around with the characters and stuff too.
The characters
right?
are there. They have a country-ish band. I mean, it's one any of the dinner shows. You really shouldn't use two credits on the meal plan.
No, never.
You should pay cash for it. Use the credits for.
We talk about this all the time, especially at Hoop-Dee-Doo, because you're going to get. You want that tier one seating.
Right. And you get better seating with the tier one, and it's not much more money.
I do love Hoop-Dee-Doo.
I love Hoop-Dee-Doo.
I might have to factor Hoop-Dee-Doo into my next trip.
Yeah, I think you do.
Every other trip, I try and do it.
Yeah. One of these days, they're going to get you up on stage. You're going to be doing something wacky.
You know, it's funny. I always feel like I would never, ever, ever do that.
Totally would.
But, you know, I guess if my kids were like, go, Dad, although they probably wouldn't be. They'd be like,
they'd be horrified.
Get the people away from us.
Yeah.
You're past the go, Dad stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Bernie Lawson again checking in for two questions this time. But, you know, it's understandable. They're going to.
I'm so excited for them.
Me too. He says, one more question if you have time. Does anyone know if the Osborne lights will be on display this year at Studios? It's hard to imagine them not being there, but I've heard rumors. I've heard the same rumors. Mm. Now, the rumors that's going around is that the potential for park expansion that we don't know anything about yet might be encompassing the Streets of America and thus take down the at least temporarily take down the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights. Now, I can answer this one easily. I mean, we don't know. Nobody knows yet. Right, Dave?
I would hope they somehow work around it.
I would hope so, too. But, yeah, the short answer is nobody knows yet. I think that word for that will come after whatever announcement about the Studios should be possibly made at D23.
Listen, if you're going to put park expansion up against Osborne Family Lights, so sorry to say this, the lights are nice, but
yes, the park, the star. I need my Star
Wars.
Give me
park expansion.
Yeah. I need my Star Wars.
Expand
in my Pixar park.
January 4th and be done.
Yeah,
keep the lights and then expand.
But then you know that expansion is going to take more than a year. It's going to be gone the next year. Then
build faster.
Did you see that Mr. Gold thing? Mr. Gold's
they have Mr. Gold's pawn shop thing there now.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Ethan wants to go in the worst way just to see that.
Is it something you can go into, or is it just a window?
No, it's just a window, but you can see the stuff in there. He was showing me in the pictures, like, there's some kind of egg that has something or other.
Okay.
There's
where the true love potion was, yeah.
Yeah. He was really excited.
That show got really bad.
Yeah?
Oh, it was awful this season.
Oh, he likes it.
I know. Well, he's 10.
Right.
Yeah. For a 10-year-old, it's probably great. But, that show got bad. It's actually, Corinne and I were going to do, originally, before Mouselanius, we were going to do a Once Upon a Time review show. And before this, we started seeing previews for the season. We were like, "Hey, this is not good.
Nobody wants to hear you hate everything."
Yeah, exactly. Like we don't want to do like a negative show. So, you know, we just dump on it once in a while on Mouselanius. Okay, so I have another question that was emailed in before we get to impression requests. This one comes from Andrew Neal, and it is a long one. I just got this one, so we haven't had time to prep for it.
Oh, so Dave, you ready?
I'm ready.
Surprise! This is like bonus rounds.
It's okay. If he doesn't know the answer to this one, I will skip it. Like in post-production, just take it out. So you might not even hear this.
All right, Dave.
No pressure.
Already. No pressure.
Here's a question that I thought you guys might have some suggestions on. We're heading to Disney World for a week in October. My wife and I have been to Disney several times, most recently December of 2013. But we know this trip will be different because we'll be bringing our 11-month-old son. We're planning to do a 5-day park hopper so that we can take multiple breaks and visit different parks throughout the day and visit Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party on another night as well. What are some suggestions you have for traveling with a small child? I know he can go on a lot of rides, and we can use Rider Swap for some attractions, but what are some of the hidden gems that will be fun with an 11-month-old? We'll be sure to send you a report when we return. Thanks, Andrew Neal.
You want me to comment on this?
I don't think you guys have an answer to this one.
I loved going with infants. I took my son when he was 7 months. I took my daughter when she was 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's super fun. I will say this. First off, everyone is going to tell you, split your day in half and go back to the room at some point.
That's the one thing I hear everybody say.
Everyone says that. And let me tell you, for an 11-month-old, that is very true for a child who is nap age, let's say like 2, 3. Sometimes with infants, listen, my daughter would just sleep in my arms, mm-hmm, or sleep in the stroller. Sometimes it's easier to not go through the rigmarole of having to go back to the room if she's just going to nap right here. I can remember being in Hollywood Studios and Heather and I debating, you know, if we should go back to the room. And Abby immediately fell asleep in the stroller. And we were like, we're just going to hang here for a while.
Right.
October, it's not crazy hot. It wasn't 100 degrees. It was nice out. We literally just walked around and never went back to the room because we didn't have to. She took a nap right there.
Right.
So I'm not saying don't go back to the room, because there's sometimes you want to break your day up.
Uh-huh.
But it's not as necessary with a baby. You have the food with you. You have everything right there.
But when they're like 2 and 3, you suggest that it is time to
At that point, with when there's so much to look at in Disney, sometimes it's easier to put them in a room, lay them on a bed for a couple, and let them chill out.
Right.
Than, you know, a baby, to me, my kids anyway, they would just pass out, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
I miss going with an infant. Did you ever take your kids when they were really small?
Yeah. Probably around 1 year old.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It was great.
I will say this. You don't realize noise factor on rides until you go with a baby. I took Ethan on Great Movie Ride thinking like, oh, this is a perfect ride for kids. You know, feels like 20 minutes and you're just sitting down and not realizing machine gun fire and infants. Not awesome.
Probably not.
It was really loud.
You live, you learn, right?
Yeah, I mean, I remember just like, I was literally holding him. He was like kind of sitting on my lap. I'm holding him. I'm like, oh my gosh, these guys are blasting Tommy guns. I looked down at my son, and I just see his mouth wide open screaming like he was like one of the Rugrats. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he really doesn't like this.
That just gave me such an awesome picture in my head.
I literally could see his tonsils. Like, I'm like, wow, he hates this. Now, conversely, my daughter, no sound issues. Like, she was like, oh, whatever, this is cool. You
right.
know?
But character issues.
Right. She had character
complete
issues.
Complete opposite.
But my son, I mean, when he was little, he didn't like things that were so loud, like so close to him.
Right.
So you got to watch out for stuff like that. Things that you and I would never even consider.
Yeah.
You know, I remember we were leaving Magic Kingdom one time, and they were filming this is his first trip. They were filming the Christmas parade.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were leaving the park. And as we're walking by, maybe for a Christmas parade, they crank the music.
Right.
Ethan just cried. Going down a crowded Main Street, just cried the entire time because the music was so loud. I would never think twice about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, baby, sound is pretty important.
It is.
But there's so many rides you can go on.
Peter Pan, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. I mean, Shocking
World.
Pirates. Pirates
Small
is always
world.
The one. Pirates is the one where you're like, really? You go down that waterfall.
Yeah, but it doesn't do it. It doesn't jump.
Yeah, it's closing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know. What do you say he's going in October? Is it still going to be closed in October?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I think so.
Sinking boat issues.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
Yeah, I'd rather not go on it than go on a boat that sinks.
But there's still a lot of really cool things. You know, you go on Spaceship Earth.
Right.
Ellen.
Anything where you think the kid can fall asleep, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be that hot in October, but there's something inside.
Yeah, I mean, and
does Ellen have loud noises? I can't remember.
Not really,
except for Ellen herself.
And isn't there the Big Bang that goes off
when
in Ellen?
Yes,
I don't remember.
But it's not that
Country
loud.
Bears. Yeah, not that loud. Country Bears is a good one to bring an infant into.
Is it?
Well, I mean, I screamed, but, you know.
Blood on the saddle, blood on the floor.
And rider swap is pretty awesome. Saddle. Did you do rider swap?
We must have, because I...
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Did they have rider swap back then?
Yeah, they might not have.
It wasn't that long ago. He's only 17.
I love rider swap.
Right. Explain to us how rider swap works.
Well, for something like Soarin', which, you know, it's important. You're not waiting online for Soarin' twice. It's not happening.
Right.
You basically go up to the cast members in the front, explain to them, you know, look, here's my daughter. Like, you know, she can't go on this. They give you a little ticket that's a fast pass. Now, I haven't done it in a while, but back when I did it, it was good for you and three other guests,
okay,
which was fantastic. Like, when we had Ethan and Abby couldn't ride things, he would want to ride it again. Do you know what I mean? And you don't always want to go on it by yourself. I mean, when it's two parents and an infant, you will. But, you know, as the family expands, they give you the opportunity to bring another guest with you on the ride. So you each get a chance. So you ride it once, hopefully with a fast pass.
Right.
And then when you get off, the second person gets to basically automatically fast pass it.
Okay.
So you don't have to wait on that super long line twice.
Makes sense.
And that's good for all the biggies. I mean, they, you know, the cast members always have them right in their pocket usually, so they can hook you right up with that.
Very cool. Okay, so we got done with that question. Any other tips you guys have? No?
Yeah, go on the safari. My son always fell asleep on the safari. It's bumpy. It's hot.
Chelsea Golden from, she has her own Disney show. It's called Disney Thursday Throwback on College Radio.
Okay.
And you can listen to that at wnia.niagara.edu. And she asks, if you could bring back any extinct attraction, what would it be and why? So, we'll go around the table. Any extinct attraction?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I just rode that. Love that.
Well, would you bring back something else then? Because Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is...
You know, it's funny. I'm trying to think of what would I really like.
I think I got mine.
What's yours?
Cranium Command.
No.
I loved Cranium
Command. Cranium Command.
Not just Cranium Command, the entire Wonders of Life
Pavilion. I did like the Wonders of Life Pavilion, but really, Cranium Command.
I love
Cranium. Body Wars?
Cranium Command is Inside Out before Inside Out.
Yeah. Is that how you're going to sell it to me?
Yeah.
Part of me feels like I was like,
I don't want Body Wars back. That was an unpleasant experience.
I have
also,
two.
You know, Alien Encounter, maybe?
Stop. Stop,
what?
Kevin.
Better than that Stitch thing?
No, not much better.
Alien Encounter. Ride.
Yeah, seriously. Give me Snow White back before that. I have two, neither of which are actually extinct.
Okay.
Give me Countdown to Extinction. When Dinosaur opened, it looked different, and there were some different things on the inside. It was lit up a little bit more than it is now. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. Also, give me Spaceship Earth with Jeremy Irons.
Okay.
I love Jeremy Irons audio.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was fantastic.
Okay.
You know, speaking of Disneyland again, the one ride I want is Captain Nemo. Bring him back in the submarines.
Did you do Nemo subs when you're out there?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same thing, right?
I
would bring back.
I was a little kid. That was my favorite ride.
Well, I mean, I was actually going to say I would have loved to experience 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah,
that's what you're talking about. Okay, so I'm gonna
Winnie the Pooh thoughtful spot for years.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a little Nautilus carved inside of it,
though.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's pretty cool. So again, for her show, it's Disney Thursday Throwback. And it's on College Student Radio, wnia.niagara.edu. So her show drops every Thursday, and you can also find it on YouTube, Yen Sid Disney 913. So there you go. Little plug. People ask questions. I like to plug their stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay, so I have some impression requests this week. Katarina Dupre wants me to do Kermit doing the opening to the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
You ready for this?
No.
No? Not at all? Okay, hold on.
How about we do Sam the Eagle doing...
I can't do Sam the Eagle.
Wait, how can you not do Sam the Eagle?
Because I'm not good at Frank Oz voices. You're either a Jim Henson or you're a Frank Oz, and I'm a Jim Henson.
Now you gotta find your weak points, Kevin, and work on that.
I know.
You can do it.
I know. Okay, ready? Still no?
All ready.
All right. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion! Yay! I'm your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery. where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appear to their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you see a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination, hmm? And consider the dismaying observation. This chamber has no doors and no windows, which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. It's more cheerful when Kermit does it than the ghost host.
Yeah.
Not a fan, huh? Not a fan of that one?
No, I like it.
Oh, okay. You made a face.
Oh, no. That face was because I was getting up.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Because, yeah.
I was slightly injured.
Right. Okay. And then I have one more Kermit request for this week. Jeremy Hodges wants me to do When Will My Life Begin from Tangled as Kermit.
He would really want you to do it as...
As what?
Sam the Eagle.
Can't do Sam the Eagle.
I'm telling you, Kevin. I've never believed in someone's impressions like I have in yours. You can do Sam the Eagle.
I mean, I would like the Haunted Mansion in Doofenshmirtz. He's evil.
We've done that one before. Oh, we have done that one before. Them. You were here, I think, weren't you? No, it might have been the one that we had to do without him.
Kevin couldn't go to work the next day, though.
Well, soon my Doofenshmirtz impersonation is good. People are going to be like, who's that? Because
yeah, it's
going
gonna,
off. It's
he's
going
to have to retire it.
Yeah.
Come up with something else.
Bruce the Shark.
That's just an Australian accent. I can do that.
He does that already. Kevin's always clamoring for more Canadian characters.
All right, eh? Oh, yeah. Love a good Canadian character, eh? Is Inside Out take place in Canada? Because it looks like it does.
Does it?
They're all talking about hockey. The dad looks vaguely Canadian. All right. Ready for this? I had to get myself some background music. The usual morning lineup. Start on the chores and sweep till the floor's all clean. Polish and wax, do laundry and mop and shine up. Sweep again, and by then it's like 7:15. So I'll read a book, or maybe two or three, and then I'll add a few new paintings to my gallery. I'll play guitar and knit and cook and basic. Wonder when will my life begin? That's the worst performance Kermit has ever given, ever.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was pretty bad.
Wait, Inside Out in Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay, close enough. Minnesota's like America's Canada.
So that's the home of the Walshes. So.
Yeah, and Marshall Erickson. I'm sorry, I shouldn't bring that show up around you. Okay, so I think that is everything for this week, guys.
Wow.
Anything else you want to add at the end here about how Minnesota is the Canada of the U.S.?
Dave, you got any parting shots here?
No. I want to thank everybody for the well wishes for the knees and being patient when I was trying to get back.
Yeah.
Trying to work and being on some painkillers wasn't the easiest.
Right, and Dave, if anybody wants, so folks, you know, Dave is our good friend here, and of course we love having him in here, but he's also a licensed Disney travel agent, and you can book him for his services that come at no additional cost to you.
You can book him, he'll show up at your house.
Yes, he'll do some magic tricks, and then he'll book your Disney vacation. He actually wears a top hat and a cape. So Dave, how do people go about contacting you about booking their trip?
At DisneyDaveW at Verizon.net. Or they can give me a call at 908-709-4199. Those are the easiest ways. And put together a quote and walk you right through this wonderful process.
Wonderful. All right.
Dave's going to be booking my trip soon. You ready for that, Dave?
Oh, I am.
I hope I get top priority that day.
You will.
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm very excited.
All right. You guys ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
We are.
That's going to do it for Two Men in the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We always love hearing from you. We always love making you guys a part of the show, doing these email bag shows. It also gives us an excuse to get Dave in here, and we always love having Dave in
here. I feel like that ending used to be so much more
explosive.
It would blow up in my face.
Well, here's the thing. When you get a lot of negative reviews online about how I scream into the microphone too much.
Do we really?
We haven't gotten like one or two, but to me, one or two means like 5,000. So I'm like, no, I'm too loud. I have to be more quiet.
Man, you used to go crazy with that.
I used to. But then, like, when we did the best of last week, I went back and I listened to it. And I was like, wow, I really did used to yell into the microphone a lot. yeah, it was bad. Yeah, so this is, like, the new excited Kevin. More subdued.
All right. I thought maybe you weren't as excited about this episode.
No. I just learned from my mistakes.
Okay.
I try to give people what they want.
Yeah. Get a Sam the Eagle.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right. For old time's sake. That's going to do it for Two Men and the Mouse this week. Aha, yeah. Just blew out there all your eardrums. All right, folks. Please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network. We're on Twitter at White Dragon PN. Sorry. Instagram as White Dragon Podcast Network. And also, you can join in the Disney conversation along with us and all of our great friends on Facebook in our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/2meninthemouse. It's number 2 Men in the Mouse. If you want your questions answered on a future episode of the email bag, please send an email to questions@2menintheMouse.com. And if you like the show, we only ask that you do us the honor of sharing it with your friends, with your family, tweet it out, talk it up, share it on your Facebook page. Every little bit helps us out tremendously. It's only through your kind words and praise that this show will continue to grow and prosper. For Peter Mandel and his great comic book store here, Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, you can find him at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or go to roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. Our friend Hunter Hathaway, you can check her out on Twitter and Instagram at Bit of Pixie Dust. And folks, if you are booking a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please look up our good friend Dave Weichert of Magical Travel. You can find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him dave@magicaltravel.com. And for me, folks, I just ask that you check out WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com, all the great offerings we've got coming to you 6 days a week here on WDPN, 12 all-star shows, cranking them out nonstop. Please also check out Julius's new Disney show, Storybook Radio. It's Disney and Universal. He just did a thing on Wizarding World of Harry Potter. It was really, really good. That drops every Wednesday, Mouselaneous Discussion every Monday, and of course, Two Men in the Mouse every Tuesday. Folks, without any further ado, that's going to do it for this week. Pete, any closing words?
I always like email shows.
I do too. Dave, any closing words?
Thank you very much.
All right, please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on Two Men in the Mouse.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.